Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Cruz, the design manager at Shaw with their Lifestyle Studio. John, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. We're doing this remote today. I'm not coming to HD Expo. I know it opens in a couple of hours, and I wanted to talk to you about what you guys were doing and some of the trends in the hospitality market. Tell us, how's your business doing right now in hospitality?
Right now, we are thriving, and we are exploring a lot of new different solutions for the hospitality segment, and just continuing to innovate with design or technology or new platforms.
Just a quick background on you. I know you were an intern at Shaw for a long time. You studied at SCAD, graduated from there. Just to real quick explain what Lifestyle Studio is, I mean, that's a combination of hospitality, multifamily, and retail, right?
It is, and it's just any disciplines that really speak to products that really create an experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing about hospitality, a lot of people know this, is it's almost an inspiration. So it's where you see things first, if you will. I mean, like, take for instance, we saw these mirrors on the wall that had lights that go all the way around, and those were introduced in hospitality, but now if you go into high-end homes, they're all using it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a trendsetter.
Yes. We see a lot of other segments that would draw hospitality products and always ask and wish that they can use those in their spaces as well. So it's great to be at the forefront of design in that regard.
And if you look at the four or five vertical sectors in the commercial market, hospitality is one of the strongest right now, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, so tell us what you guys are introducing this year and what you're excited to talk to your audience about.
This year we're focusing on the idea of community. And so we were really inspired by thinking about this reinvention of hospitality and how even if you're just passing through, having that sense of community is so important. And designers, they really want to create spaces that are impactful and build community. We thought, what's the best way to represent community through design or product? And we did that in several ways this year. The first is through our community collection, which will be on our new Taylor Tuft technology. In order to really explore this idea, our team went to Morocco earlier this year, where we worked with several women's co-ops in the Atlas Mountains and in Marrakesh. You know, we studied handmade rugs. We studied a lot of craft and really thought about what community means across the globe. You know, design is sort of a way to communicate community. And we shared ideas with these weavers in these villages. We learned to understand their process, how they design, how they are inspired. And then that was inspiring to us. So we didn't just come back and make a collection that looks inherently Moroccan. We thought about, how do we create a community with our partners? This year, we're talking a lot about community through our collection. We're talking about a community of products that we're offering as well. All of the solutions that we offer, whether it's carpet, our Cortec products, or LVT.
Okay, you said something about Taylor Tuft, so you're talking about carpet. You said Cortec,
yes.
So you're talking about some LVT as well. So it's a mix of products that are all under the community name?
Absolutely, yes. The first is our Taylor Tuft technology, and as we were exploring these handmade rugs and craft in Morocco, we were also innovating with this new technology that we're debuting called Taylor Tuft, and the name really says it all for this. It has the ability to do incredibly sculpted pile heights, but it also has the most precision that we've really seen in our industry ever in terms of carpet. So we have the most texture and the most precision that we've ever really seen. What better to inspire us to learn how to use this machine than weavers in Morocco and people who do things by hand? And that is where we're really entering the market with this perspective, is through those techniques and methods that we were inspired by.
Now, Jonathan, I did an interview at Domatex Germany with Carbon Row about this new technology, and so you're one of the first companies to buy it, aren't you?
We are, absolutely, and we've spent a lot of time experimenting and trying different things over the last few months, and knowing that this is the perfect place to debut that machine for Shaw.
Now, it's a game changer. You're able to do highs and lows the texture you could do with that machine is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
I knew you were one of the first companies to buy into that, so that's fantastic. So that's part of community. You also are talking about a Gather portfolio. Is that also another blend of carpet and hard surface?
So, yes, Gather portfolio is a collection that we actually launched about a month ago. We really wanted to create a collection that also speaks to places where people gather, and thinking about a large library of patterns they're almost essential or foundational. So within that collection, we're really hitting on all of our solutions. So we have our new canvas technology. We are offering ColorPoint tile and Broadloom and guest room products as well, all under that same brochure. So it really is a great custom tool for traditional or more basic patterns that can be customized in any direction that a designer would see fit. So that's a great collection that we got out about a month ago. But this year at HC, we're really focusing on that one community story as well.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I'm not there, can't see it. So your booth, are you 60% carpet, 40% LVT? How have you allocated the space in your presentation?
That's a tricky question. On the floor, we have our new Taylor Tough technology.
Yeah.
We're offering a little bit of CYP as well.
Okay.
Because we really want to offer this experience that's reminiscent of what we saw in Morocco, this blending of different textures and different approaches to flooring. And so we'll have a lot of CYP, but we're really leading with the Taylor Tuft. Uh-huh. And we will also have our community Cortec product on the floor as well,
okay,
which is a great registered and embossed product. But really what we're doing is the floor is a mix of products, but we're really covering every surface in our booth and texture. And because we really want people to experience this new technology, to be able to walk up to it, we have softback goods hung on racks. We have material hanging from all over the place so that people can really touch and feel and get a very good understanding of what this technology does.
I got you. Okay. So tell us real quick, if you don't mind, I know there's been a little bit of shift in what properties are putting in, especially, you know, these core brands like Marriott and Hilton and Hyatt. Tell us how this shift is going between soft and hard surface.
So we're still seeing a shift from soft to hard surface, but yeah, we're also thinking about in terms of a mixing of product as well, you know, in guest rooms that are shifting to hard surface products, you know, there's still potentially a need for soft surface as well. And so that's where we still see that it's viable for all of our products to exist in the same space. And that's why community is so important, because we're also thinking about this collection in terms of the community of products, how all of our products live and work together. And it's not just about specifying one part, but it's the whole package.
Okay, John. It's great to catch up with you. Hope you have a good show. Thanks for telling us what's going on at HD. Again, been talking to John Cruz, the design manager with Shaw's Lifestyle Studio from the HD Expo show. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.